Happy birthday, KCHA. All week we're celebrating KCHA's 50th anniversary on the air. I'm David McCartney.
Jim Barker, your weekend man, that's me.
Jim Barker, back in 1975. Jim was the morning man and many weekends man on KCHA for most of his 14 years with the station from 1966 to 1980. Listeners throughout the 1970s woke up to Jim's friendly banter, gentle sense of humor, and, of course, trivia questions.
It wasn't just me on the air there. I had a partner with me. If you'll recall, Fred the Frog.
Beanie.
I used to talk to Fred quite a bit.
Beanie.
He would give me time checks, tell me what time it was or the temperature, what have you. And so Fred and I became quite good friends. This is what's so wonderful about the world of radio. I had the opportunity to interview people like Victor Borge, Count Basie, George Shearing, Stan Kenton. But I think probably the one interview that stuck in my mind the most out of all the years that I talked to different people and everything, Babe the Rooster. Babe was a big bird. I don't think I'd ever seen a bigger rooster in my life. We sat Babe on the console in the newsroom, and there was hardly room for anybody else to sit around that console. It was interesting. As I recall, Babe didn't say a word.
Every minute of every hour of every day of the week, vital decisions are being made that affect us. Hear about them first on KCHA and KCHA-FM, Charles City.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Markey, your host here on Part 1 of the Road Show for a Monday morning, August the 11th, that is, the 223rd day of 1975, 142 days left in the year. At the sound of the frog, it'll be exactly 6.5 minutes after 8 a.m. 69 degrees in Charles City after an overnight low of 62.
Jim Barker, KCHA's morning man from 1966 to 1980, one morning back in 1975. We talked with him recently from his home in Ventura, California. It's KCHA's 50th birthday, and we're celebrating all week. I'm David McCartney.